The modern understanding of cycling performance reveals that raw power alone does not determine success on the bike. Instead, the power-to-weight ratio, measured in watts per kilogram, W/kg, is the definitive metric for climbing and time trial performance. This ratio represents the amount of power a rider can produce relative to their body weight. A higher W/kg directly translates to faster ascent times, improved time trial results, and greater endurance during long, hilly efforts. The critical importance of this metric is best illustrated by comparing two riders with identical power output. If one rider gains just 10 pounds, they will be dropped on a climb despite producing the same or even higher absolute wattage. This occurs because gravity penalizes excess mass, making the relationship between power and weight far more consequential than raw power on inclines. To calculate your baseline, simply divide your functional threshold power in watts by your body weight in kilograms. For example, a rider producing 300 watts at 200 pounds achieves approximately 3.3 W/kg. Losing 30 pounds while maintaining that power output jumps the ratio to nearly 3.9 W/kg, instantly elevating the rider into a higher competitive bracket. Improving your power-to-weight ratio requires a strategic approach built on three pathways: increasing power while maintaining current weight, losing weight while preserving power, or pursuing both simultaneously. Success demands consistency, disciplined nutrition, and structured training. However, weight management must be approached carefully. Rapid weight loss depletes muscle mass and compromises power output, ultimately degrading performance. Professional cyclists treat weight reduction with the same rigor as physical conditioning, prioritizing gradual, sustainable fat loss through base training and caloric awareness. Two critical nuances govern how this metric applies to real-world racing. First, W/kg is duration-dependent. As the length of an effort increases, sustainable W/kg naturally decreases, directly linking body weight to endurance capacity. Second, terrain dictates relevance. The power-to-weight ratio is paramount on climbs and rolling courses. Conversely, on flat terrain or against strong headwinds, absolute power and aerodynamic efficiency often outweigh W/kg. This explains why heavier riders with high absolute power can dominate punchy, wind-exposed finishes, as their mass helps them punch through air resistance more effectively than lightweight climbers. Critical takeaways for cyclists seeking performance gains include prioritizing W/kg optimization over raw wattage chasing, using lactate threshold testing to establish accurate baselines and tailor training intensities, and focusing on sustainable weight management rather than rapid deficits. Riders should align training strategies with specific race profiles by emphasizing W/kg improvements through targeted climbing work and fat oxidation training for hilly courses, while balancing weight management with absolute power development and aerodynamic positioning for flat or windy events. Ultimately, mastering the power-to-weight ratio provides a measurable, objective framework for breaking through performance plateaus and achieving competitive success across varied terrains.